You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
It's the Bomber Brothers Podcast with Ryan and Sean Chichester.
Swung on and driven to deep left toward the line. She is gone. Aaron Judge lined one right down the line.
Swung on and lined to right center field. It is a base hit. Grounding third. Scoring Kiner Falefa. And the Yankees win the ball game with two in the bottom of the ninth.
Hit in the air to left center. It is high.
It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Oh, a Stantonian home run.
Talking all things Yankees baseball.
You know, it was whatever. They got no hit. It's happened before. You know, when they got hit, no hit in 03, I think they went on a pretty big winning streak right after that. I know. I actually think the game they got no hit, the next game was Clemens' 300th win.
Well, after they got no hit that year, they went on, I can't remember the numbers, but they went on an absurd run of like 20 something games over 500 over their next 30 something games. I can't remember what it was, but that 2003 team was dominant in the regular season. They came two wins shy of a World Series title. So I don't know. I just like at the Bachelor weekend, some of my fellow Yankee fans and like friends from growing up are just wired in that negativity. And they're like, oh, like this is going to ruin morale. Like this is like, okay, it's one game, no hitters. Obviously they're cool to see, but they're not, I don't know. They're not crazily uncommon. Like no hitters happen. In my opinion, combined no hitters are even carry a little less weight for me. Like they're cool. I just don't think a combined no hitter is crazy special. And I would Yankees too. Like I would think it was a really cool moment, and obviously, I mean, Javier was dominant. He was awesome. But I don't know. The combined no hitter doesn't do it for me as much as a one man show.
I agree because you get that third time through the order, and I know Javier pitched really well. It wasn't like a combined no hitter where the starter goes four innings and then you just have like four other guys come in and combine for it. But I feel the same way. And I mean freaking. Teams have been no hit in the postseason. Don Larson threw a perfect game in the World Series. That doesn't mean like the Dodgers got perfect gamed in the World Series. They were a World Series team and they had a perfect game thrown against them while they were in there. So it's not like it disqualifies you from being a team that reaches the World Series. As I said, I think it was 58, 52, and then 03 are the last three times the Yankees have been no hit. And, they won the World Series both times in the 50s. And then obviously in 03 went to the World Series. And you know what? David Wells doesn't hurt his back. Jason Giambi doesn't have a bad hand or whatever it was that was bothering him in Miami. Yeah, he might have won that World Series too.
Yeah, and I mean, look no further than the 2018 Red Sox, who were a one-man show, no hit in 2018, won 108 games and won the World Series. I think baseball players have pretty short-term memories, which you absolutely have to have in a game that's based in, you know, even 70% failure if you're a good player. So the Yankees and any other baseball team is wired that way to where it's not going to affect them. And I also think the crazy thing about the no-hitter is I almost – like, obviously I was aware it was happening while it was going on, but you're also just focused on winning the game because Cole was so good that the Yankees were still in this game. I mean, you're in the bottom of the eighth inning – and you have the go-ahead run coming up to the plate while you're being no hit. The Yankees worked a couple of walks and Gallo came, you know, a few feet short of making it a 3-2 lead, and then all of a sudden the Yankees might win that game. So I don't know. I don't put too much stock in getting no hit. It's a cool moment. I think Javier should definitely be celebrated because he really did look unhittable. But at the same time, you know, even coming out of the next Sunday game where the Yankees are struggling on offense again, just to show that kind of fight late in the game and to come back and win it kind of shows you that this is a different team, and they do have that short-term memory, and they're not going to let one bad loss, you know, derail what's been a historic season. And they showed you why they're one of the best teams in baseball by beating a really good team the day after getting no hit.
I think what's pretty cool too is you can see the Yankees are, I don't want to say scuffling because they're winning games, but you can see they're a little bit off compared to how they were, like, let's say a month ago. Rotations have, there's little cracks in the rotation. It could be fatigue. It could just be, you know, the league's catching up to them. A couple of hitters aren't, you know, Judge hasn't been performing at the level he was a month ago. You know, you have Donaldson's not really hitting, but they're still, you can't put them away. Like they're not even playing at the peak of their powers right now. And they're still going toe to toe with the second best team in the league. So, I mean, to me, that's really exciting. The team they find ways to win. They find ways to bounce back, right? They go down. This is a big series. They're down 6-3. They win the game. They get no hit. They're losing the next game 3-0 in the seventh. They win the game. So you can't bury these guys, even when they're not playing well and you have the lead, you can't bury them. It's pretty freaking incredible. I absolutely love it. And speaking of burying things, I don't know if you have anything else on the game, but I mean, Yankee fans, like, let's just boo Altuve. We can kind of rein it in a little bit with all the vulgarities. I was at the game on Friday, man. I would not bring if I had a child to that game. I'll say that. It was wild. You know, I'm mad about what happened with the Astros. You know that. But, you know, we could just kind of keep it to a little bit more tame, I feel like. I think we're going to let the winning play out in the end. I don't know if you feel a way about that, but I was just kind of like, all right, that was pretty intense.
Yeah. Also, at this, you know, obviously, we don't really know. Well, maybe never will know exactly what happened, but there have been multiple reports and accounts by other people that say Altuve just genuinely didn't want to receive signs that were being stolen. So it's interesting how he became the face of the Astros cheating scandal in the eyes of many Yankee fans, which, you know, I guess it's understandable because he is the one who, you know, took the MVP from Judge in 2017, and he's the one who ended the 2019 ALCS. So it does make sense to me from that standpoint. But yeah, I mean, I was at the game not that long ago. They weren't even playing the Astros, and this, you know, F. Altuve chant started, and I was like, why? Like, what are we accomplishing here? Let's use our energy on winning this game. So yeah, no, I'm sure it was wild, and they weren't holding anything back in the Bronx. But no, yeah, me too. Personally, I prefer an incredibly hostile environment based just purely on, like, noise, you know? Like,
yeah, you can do a little Houston sucks. I'm okay with that. But, you know, like that's it. That's all you got to do. Boo ferociously.
Yeah. And also just because, like, it gets, I don't know, in my opinion, like, gets kind of old. I'm like, okay, now we're just, like, holding on to this thing from 5 years ago. Like, we have the best team in baseball. Why don't we just, like, enjoy this?
You don't want them renting space in your head. But speaking, I mean, look, we split with them. I think we kind of had two back-breaking wins, one back-breaking loss. And, you know, we come out of it just the same as we left with them, which is seven games better.